And I think you're going to see what you're looking for.
Nudes.
Aren't they the best? Dan's Drive-In Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 65, Minute 58. Crazy Mary is wandering through the woods, seeing axes against blue screens, and just having a hell of a time of it. Let's see what happens next.
In the woods, Mary was confronted by demons, by all of the faces of the people she had killed. What did they want of her? But they wouldn't get her.
Mary's gotten herself away from the water, but unfortunately she is seeing images of all the people she has killed. And a couple weird things. I'm going to go through a bunch of the images here, and we'll see what is up in Mary's crazy head. Let's do that now, shall we? The minute is basically that. About halfway through it, that image of that strange, crusty, demon-y guy who featured, Billy in his scary mask, which is sort of that demon thing who comes to visit the women in the trailer that we watched, talked about so long ago. That kind of appears, and there's like a repeated shot, like 4, 5, 6 times, where it keeps coming at the camera, and coming at the camera, and coming at the camera. And then that immediately cuts to a shot of Mary walking from left to right towards a tree, and then it repeats itself. So it's like coming at the camera, to the tree. And it's like even Mary's steps are repeating themselves, like the images are. But, however, No, that's not a digression. I was going to say I digress so much. That wasn't a digression at all. That was actually what happens. Wherever it is, it's a really lovely foresty area. I don't know. There's like a river or a lake or something. You can see the other side. And I keep thinking, I may have said this a long time ago, but I keep feeling like we are on the other side of Camp Crystal Lake. You know, like on the other side of this lake, Mrs. V is floating around, and there's going to be some trouble ahead for some kids. Or maybe, do we get a shot in Friday the 13th that's from the other side of the lake? We do, don't we? A point of view shot across the lake? I believe we do. Oh, God, I'd love to think that that's not Mrs. V, but that's Mary stumbling around over there, you know, seeing these kids and thinking they're these demons. I would love it if Night to Dismember and Friday the 13th were all part of the same universe. Wouldn't that be great? Okay. And Doris would be able to explain how Jason goes from being the kind of thin hillbilly redneck with a potato sack on his head to being the epic-sized guy who acquires the hockey mask. Even though those two movies occur one right after the other time. We'll get lost in that morass some other time. All right, but that was a digression. You see the way it worked? The first thing wasn't, the second thing... Okay, all right. Here we go. All right. Mary, the images Mary sees. Oh, geez. Oh, sorry, they leapt up on me. I'm trying to look at them here, sort of slowly. And let's see. Okay, there's Mary. She's not... Whoa. The first image is a rather stark one of a woman with her eyes wide open. Looks like she's got her head on a floor. She's covered with blood. The floor is covered with blood. What the heck movie is that from? This looks like something from a Martyrs or like some French Extreme something, or like Inside or wow, that's weird. That's kind of creepy. But you only see it for maybe a few frames, and then we go on to the next one, which is a close up of a mouth and with blood on it. Oh, and then some eyes. That could be her dad. Some close-up of some eyes with blood all over the face. That's fun. I think that's the way to do it. That's the fun way to That's the fun way to have fun. Can you tell I'm just kind of blabbing until we get the next shot? Oh, the next shot, yeah, is Mom with her eye gone and some sort of strange superimposed over it. There's like a pattern of some kind. I don't know what the hell that is. But yeah, there's Mom. Oh, poor Mom. You remember her? Blanche! Blanche, where the hell are you? Ugh. And then I don't know what this guy is. Huh. Some bloody-faced guy and his face... Oh, that could be Billy, maybe? Oh, one of the Choo-Choo kids from the beginning. The one who gets his face pushed onto the nail. So, conclusive proof that Vicky didn't kill anybody. It was Mary the whole time. Wow. Or at least Mary killed this one Choo-Choo kid with his Choo-Choo little mustache. All right. Wow. Okay. Well, so you live, you learn. Okay, there's an upside-down shot of bloody lips and a nose kind of falling from frame. Oh, then another shot of Mom with her eye missing. And then a shot of a bloody mouth. This is fun. And then Vicky running. And she runs for a bit and she falls down. I think somewhere around here is where we see the demon, I believe. Yes, there's the demon. I just cut out like a minute of me going, mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. So you guys got saved there. Then we get a shot of Dad with the thing in his neck and his mouth wide open, not having a good time of it, with images on top of it of like windows and things. So I'm not sure what that's about. Yeah, and there's a shot of a window from the house. The house I think we see in the trailer, but not the house that we actually see in the movie. Which means this is probably from that original whatever that she did. And then we fade in. Oh, there's another. Okay, so the thing that was superimposed along with Mom was the window. Because we went from the window with Dad over it, fade Dad out to the window, and now fade in on Mom. This must have all been stuff that she had left over from the original that she couldn't find out. How to use. Okay, an arm throwing open a door, and we see very briefly one of my favorite images, Dad stuffed in the fridge. But we see it for less than a second. We'll get more later. Oh, and then there's the axe with the head on it, trying to shake the head off, which I've always found gross. Shot of the close-up of the eyes once more. And then a weird skull in the ground. This looks like... I don't know what this is a skull of. This is more fake... but more interesting than the skull of the guy in Night of Horror that they have to dig up and bury. You remember that? Wasn't that fun? I think this is pretty much the end of these wacky-ass images here. And I could be wrong. Boy, that skull stays on here for a while. Why not, I say? It's a weird skull. What the heck is it from? I don't remember the skull from this movie. Do you guys remember Skull from this? I don't. Okay. All right. Then we're back to Mary, and she's just screaming and yelling, and she goes by the lake. And let me see what is left. Well, we get another shot of those damn eyes. Then we get a shot with the blood on it. Then right at the end of the minute, we get a shot of some severed fingers. Dad with the whatever that is, the ice pick or whatever, coming out of his neck. And the minute ends, yeah, with the ice pick coming out of his neck. Well, that's it, folks. That's the minute. She's being haunted by her demons. She's not going to let them catch her. And they probably won't catch her because they're just images in her doolally mind. But we'll see what happens in the next minute. And, you know, we don't have a lot of the film left. Will Vicky return is my big question. One thing that will return, this friggin' music.
No nudes is good news.